You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rachel Bonetta, and I have my very own podcast called Benched with Bonetta.
You kidding me?
Woo! I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Every week, I'm going to be talking about all the things I find fascinating about the NFL, and I'm doing something that has never been done before. I'm opening my DMs.
DMs now open.
Listen every Tuesday and join me on the bench. Subscribe now and listen to the Benched with Bonetta podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, not exactly on your Tuesday morning. It is Rob Parker from The Odd Couple and Mike Harmon from The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Here on Fox Sports Radio, and we are filling in for Dan and the Danettes. And what a show we have for you, Mr. Mike Harmon. Good morning.
What's going on, buddy? It's been a minute. We get to finally intersect those lines. I didn't have a good Broussard impersonation ready this morning.
Yes.
So I'm glad you just got it out of the way. It's like, no, it's not Chris, because otherwise I would have had to come in something, and then if he gets mad at me, all of a sudden we have a melee like it's a Big Ten basketball game.
No, we're not going to have that. We are going to have a fun program, we will mix it up with you, and we'll get you involved as well. We want to hear from you. And, you know, after football season and after the Super Bowl, and now we're going to ease Mike into, you know, the NBA, and now that the All-Star game is all over, All-Star weekend. I was in Cleveland for that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, and I did enjoy it. What was crazy, Mike, is that I was there 25 years ago when they had the 50 greatest players, and they announced that in Cleveland. So 25 years later, I'm like, really? Did 25 years go by that fast? It's shocking to me.
It is amazing how fast it goes. I think back 25 years ago, young and getting started, and I was doing financial aid work at my alma mater, and having people throw stuff at me and curse at me because I was ending their dreams, Rob, because I was reminding them how much medical school and law school was going to cost them, and suddenly I was the bad guy.
Bet you were.
And we were honest about it. It's like, look, this is your cost of education. If you haven't looked at anything before you applied here, living in Chicago, not cheap. Coming to medical school, private medical school, not cheap. Here you go. Here's what's going to cost. And then, you know, we play the game of what are you going to do when you graduate? And everybody thought, oh, I'm going to have this because they keep watching TV shows. Like, no, you will have nothing. And
you will be paying your loans for a long time. Absolutely.
Exactly. 7 years of residency, making 35 grand a year at the time with loan amounts that probably cost you more than that over the course of a year. So, yeah, I was not popular, but it helped to really strengthen my resolve to any hot take nonsense on sports talk radio. I was there. But what I have to ask you, though, Rob, were you able to procure 25 years ago one of those cool lithographs that they put out? Did you ever see those?
Yeah, I did not get that. I got a poster of the 50 greatest, and I saved it and got it, took it back to Detroit and put it in my house in a nice frame. So I did have that as something that was pretty cool from there. But no, I didn't get that. It was definitely a scene. And we got to talk a lot of NBA as we talked about it. We'll talk about Chris Paul's injury, what that means to the Suns. In the second hour of the program, Mike, we're going to talk about LeBron James. And also, he wants to play with Bronny and all that.
There's a lot that goes into that because there's like a spider web of effects and angles on that, Rob.
Sure, and I'm sure Laker fans with this disgusting season that they're enduring love to hear that LeBron's open to going back to Cleveland. I'm sure that was a welcomed message from the weekend. Also, Aaron Rodgers, a little Instagramming today, pictures and stuff. What does it mean? We'll get into all that. Plus, Ryan Hollins, the former NBA veteran. He's the Houston Rockets TV analyst. We'll talk some NBA with Ryan. That's coming up in the third hour. But, Mike, let's start here. Juwan Howard, as we found out yesterday, suspended for 5 games for the fight, the brawl, the brouhaha, the kerfuffle, whatever you want to call it, the Pier 6 brawl that ensued at the end of the Wisconsin-Michigan game and, the fallout from that. And I'm going to say a lot of things obviously went wrong there from Juwan Howard being PO'd by Wisconsin's coach for calling a late timeout with 10 seconds to go and a double-digit loss. He wasn't happy about it. And also, he didn't like the idea of being stopped and touched there by Greg Gard. And here's Juwan got suspended for the remainder of the regular season, right, which is 5 games, Mike, and also fined $40,000 for hitting Wisconsin's assistant coach, which was the thing. And I just want to say one thing, get this out here, and then I want to hear from you. So, you know, in basketball or whatever, like, I guess the cardinal rule or one of those things unspoken is that the head coaches should handle whatever rift they have, okay? Juwan Howard was so upset he didn't want to stop and have pleasantries or shake hands or whatever. And Gard decided that, no, stop you from walking by me. So he touched him. You know what I mean? He grabbed his arm. It wasn't an aggressive grab, but he touched him. And Juwan Howard took exception to that. And I think the other part was that the other assistant coach was yelling at Juwan Howard, which is the unusual thing that usually that's going to be assistant coaches stay out of the fray, right? The assistant coach's job, best job, Mike, is to make sure that the head coach doesn't, you know, if you pull him back or if he gets into it with an official or a referee or something, you're there to make sure that you can help the coach and secure him, not for the assistant coach to go after Juwan Howard. Now, in no way am I excusing Juwan Howard, because he's supposed to be the leader of men, young men, be a role model. And what he did by taking a swing at that assistant coach is out of line. And I'm not surprised he was suspended. I thought it could have been even longer. I thought it could have been for the entire year, Mike, even including postseason, if they make it or whatever, NIT, NCAA tournament, whatever, because he did have an incident last year where they had to hold him back in a brouhaha that didn't escalate to this blowout.
So if it's teachable moment for you, on guard side, it's now teachable moment for me. I'm not giving the turnover. I'm not giving you the ball. I'm calling timeout. If I still have him in my bag, I'm pulling him out of my magic bag, and we can both do this. That's what I got from guard in that. He goes, all right, you're going to play it through? Blank you, I'm going to do the same thing. And evidently, Juwan Howard has a really big problem with losing. That's one of the biggest thing here. You have to teach your kids how to lose early. Right? No crying, no whining. Juwan Howard comes off as a crybaby and a bad loser in all of this. And then we get into the postgame where Greg Gard tries to stop him. And he's looking, at least from where I sit, Rob, trying to squash it right there. Right? Just trying to say, hey.
He's trying to talk about it now rather than calling coach, calling Howard in a couple of days and saying, hey, man, I'm sorry you took it that way. Because that's usually what would happen, right? You talk it out and you move on.
Right. He's screaming, I'll remember this. Like, what does that mean? I mean, that's a whole other threat kind of level thing coming into this. What you're gonna try to do the same thing and call timeouts if you're burying us? It's not going to be in that situation. But either way, the point is he grabs him because, I mean, we've all done this. I have to believe in an argument, conversation where you grab someone by the arm. No, listen, we need to talk about this, right? Or hear my point. And let's just do this. Your point about the assistant coach, yeah, his job is to keep the players in line.
Keep the players back.
And go do the thing.
Right, or maybe go grab the coach so he doesn't get tossed by an official. But he's not supposed to go at the other head coach. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
No,
that
I
is not his job.
I would agree. Yeah, there's a lot of errors in this. If we're going to go through, it's Zapruder film and just picking out each person and deciding how much they get. Ultimately, three players get one.
And
game
obviously,
each.
Players getting in the fray as well. I mean, you're going to get suspended. You can't do that.
But that's just it, right? As soon as you see your coach. Now he's laid hands, and I equated it, I don't know if you remember this, the old Dr. D. David Schultz open hand slap to John Stossel.
Okay,
about
yes.
The report about wrestling and
about,
whether it was
about
fake.
Whether it was real or fake. Are you
kidding?
You
think it's fake? You think it's fake? And then he popped his eardrum, and like there was a
John Stossel was a damn good reporter,
yeah,
man. I remember him. He was.
Yeah, so I mean, that was a big deal, and that's what it looked like to me. Eventually, Howard issues the statement. They get the first name of the assistant coach wrong in that, but he, you know, almost a full day later, apologize for it. In the moment, it was family, protect family. It's like, protect what? The guy called a timeout when you were still pressing. There's not a whole lot there for me. And folks took it in all sorts of different turns. When it comes down to it, you got a five-game suspension into the Big Ten tournament. Whether they're going to the NCAA, well, they're going to have a miraculous run in the Big Ten tournament. So 5 games, 40K, I'm okay with it. Right, it sends a message. All right, you're on notice, because Michigan's, you know, statement about it after the fact, Rob, was very terse. Right, there was no, hey, we're picking up for our guy, whatever. It's like, this is unacceptable.
No, right,
it's, right. They went hard. Wisconsin flat out said, hey, we're paying the fine. This is not guard's fine.
Right,
this is a Wisconsin.
They were a little too flip. Like flip it. Like, instead of just saying, this is ugly, we don't want any part of this, this is not college basketball, this is not Wisconsin, you know what I mean? And they kind of were like, well, you know, we'll pay it. He didn't do anything. And there was a couple things on both sides. But I wish, Mike, that Juwan would have just apologized after. If Juwan came out, you know, and I know the heat of the moment, but you come out after the game and just say, my bad. I snapped. Shouldn't have. Obviously, I should never swing on anybody. Violence is never acceptable. And I apologize for that. And this is not the, I'm leader of these young men, and this is not the example that I want to, put out there for them. You know, he apologized yesterday, but I would have loved to have just own it. You made a mistake. People make mistakes all the time. The late, great baseball announcer of the Mets, Bob Murphy, used to always say when I was a kid listening to the games, and a guy would make an error, and he would say, Mike, that's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes.
Well,
you know
put.
What I mean? But that's real.
But that's also why you have a cooling down period before you get in front of a microphone, right?
Right.
Right? So, Juwan Howard, in those 15 minutes, all someone in Michigan's camp, anywhere in their food chain, one person needed to open a social media account, and you would have realized how bad this was. Right. If you're not smart enough to see it in the room, right, as there's a little bit of fracas going on, recognize the eyes of the world are on you. The NFL is done. The Olympics, nobody paid attention. I'm sorry for my friends that work at NBC.
Nobody.
Right.
I don't think we mentioned the Olympics at all the entire, 2.5 weeks it was on or whatever it was.
Yeah, we talked a little curling, Jason and I. Because it was on in our window, right? We're sitting there watching it, replays, whatever. And then you had a couple of guys that looked like they were straight out of Talladega Nights. And then you had the skating controversy, which I think opened up some conversation, especially once Sha'Carri Richardson made some comments of, wait a minute, she still gets to skate? What are we doing here? I thought there was some interesting – I mean, that was about the only point of interest, and it was all about Russian athletes being there doing things that Russia as a whole wasn't allowed to be in the Olympics for. If that makes any sense, try to unravel that. But yeah. More cheating, I guess, is the summary statement to it all. But here, the eyes of the world are now gravitating towards NCAA, right? It's the NBA and the NCAA in the final throws before we get to conference tournaments and March Madness. So, yeah, this is the first thing people really probably know about the college basketball season is that your former Fab Five guy who had a great year last year, they're struggling this year, he got mad and he slapped a guy. That's it. That he doesn't know how to lose. That's the only lesson you've got from college basketball this year.
Yes. And here's the other thing, too. Here's the other part is Dick Vitale jumps in, and he's the one who of course, was sickened by the whole fracas that everybody saw, and it was one. You know what was weird is I don't know. Seemed like a lot of people were watching. You know, like than normal because, you know, people don't pay attention. College basketball, I don't know, has dropped off. It's. I used to watch college basketball. Don't watch it until we get to the tournament. And I think a lot of people are in that boat. But for some reason, and I guess with not much going on, people actually watch this. But then. This is where I want to turn this to, Mike, is Dick Vitale comes up and says, and I'm quoting, the time has come to eliminate the line after games of shaking hands.
Yeah.
This is quote, too many incidents taking place with the action in the, and he's talking about the Michigan, Wisconsin game, being sickening. Punches thrown behavior was out of control and ugly. Big Ten Commission must act on what happened. So he's saying, okay, it's been customary for a long time. It's about sportsmanship, but let's not do it because we got too many issues. I've talked to some former players on both levels, and I'm talking about college who played major college basketball and in the NBA. They say a lot of bad stuff goes there when people lose and guys slap your hands a little hard or talking smack, you know, during that line. You think everything is rosy and peachy keen and everybody's cool because the game's over. So they were more in line with Dick Vitale, which I was surprised the former players I talked to. But we've watched, you know, Mike, I worked in Detroit, hockey town, and I've seen – numerous hockey Stanley Cup playoff series where guys are beat to a pulp and fights and some bad stuff going on. And at the end of those series, those two teams line up, which is customary in the NHL, and they give each other a handshake after it's all over. And it's far worse than anything you'd ever see in college basketball. So this whole idea of not having...
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.
The line, I mean, where are you on that? And I want to throw the number 877-99 on Fox out to every one of you want to climb in. Where are you? I say, Mike, we should keep it as far as teaching kids sportsmanship. Where are you?
Oh, I'm 100%. 877-996-6387-99 on Fox. Call in on this Juwan Howard situation. Too light, not enough. And the handshake line. I'm with you. Sportsmanship, learning how to lose, and being a damn grown-up. Let's talk about it, Rob.
No doubt. All right, it is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, Mike Harmon filling in for Dan and the Danettes right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rachel Bonetta, and I have my very own podcast called Benched with Bonetta.
You kidding me?
Woo!
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
You may know me from Game Day View or Game Day Morning on NFL Network. Basically, any shows with the word game in it, odds are you'll find me there. Every week, I'm going to be talking about all the things I find fascinating about the NFL, like breaking down games, questioning Tom Brady's genetic makeup. It's going to be great. I'm also doing something that has never been done before. I'm opening my DMs.
DMs now open.
We want to hear from you, fans of the NFL.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Did you commit a misdemeanor crime when you were 12 and need to tell somebody about it? Please, for the love of Roger Goodell, do not tell me. I can be held accountable. Listen every Tuesday and join me on the bench. Subscribe now and listen to the Benched with Bonetta podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Don't miss out on the top stories from the best insiders around the NFL. I'm your host, Rhett Lewis, and on the NFL Inside Report podcast, I'll go around the league so you can hear much more of the story. The NFL Inside Report podcast will offer thorough, in-depth analysis and storytelling with a multitude of exclusive NFL insiders getting unmatched access. NFL Inside Report will provide you with comprehensive coverage, including game recaps, the biggest news, and in-depth reports that take you beyond the headlines multiple times per week, all on the NFL Inside Report podcast. Our exclusive NFL insiders will get the opportunity to share the full, extensive story so you can stop wondering what's really going on. You'll know what's happening behind the scenes in the NFL. Listen to NFL Inside Report on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on your Tuesday. Rob Parker and Mike Harmon filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming to you from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking, of course, about the Juwan Howard suspension, and he apologized to the Wisconsin basketball team and the assistant coach he slapped up on Sunday. And Dick Vitale, one of the biggest college basketball voices, put out there that he thinks that college basketball should eliminate that, sportsmanship
right,
line.
It's a tradition.
Yes.
It's about accepting loss. You can go through and grumble under your breath about how much you hated the officials, how much the guy that you were guarding torched you, whatever else, but you shake hands, you say good game. You may not mean it. You may go back into the locker room, right, Rob, and start kicking chairs and whatever else. Have at it. But in that moment, you've got to be a bigger man or woman, boy, girl, whatever, and accept, you know, this is it. This is sportsmanship. Hey, at the end, right, you have a wrestling match, and I'm not talking WWE. That's a whole other thing, and you and I can do podcasts on 80s wrestling forever. But, you know, you shake a hand, right, yes, after pinned you.
Let's do this. Before we get to the calls, 877-99 on Fox, Tom Izzo, Michigan State's basketball coach, he responded to the handshake line question. Let's hear Izzo.
In talk shows, there are suggestions, silly as they may be, that we should do away with the handshake line now.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard that?
Oh, my God, I have. And I do got to comment on that, since that's not insulting to anybody. That, to me, would be the biggest farce, joke, ridiculous nature of anything I've ever heard of. We've already taught these poor 18-year-olds that when you know, you're told to go to class and you don't like it, you can leave. We've already told these kids, if you're not happy, you can do something else. We've already told these kids that it's hard to hold them accountable. And now we're going to tell them to not man up and walk down a line on someone who's kicked your butt and have enough class to shake their hand is utterly ridiculous. So if the president said it, I think he's full of it. If the best coach in America said it, I think that gets me way more than this incident.
Tom Izzo with a buddy of mine, Fred Heumann, a longtime sportscaster in Michigan. He worked in Detroit as well, talking to Tom Izzo. I don't agree with a lot of Tom Izzo stuff, but I agree here, Mike. I'm not in that camp of eliminating it and having people feel like they can't even have some civility after, you know, taking an L. We all take L's and losses, and sometimes you just got to be the bigger man. All right, we want to hear from you on the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox. Let's hit it, Mike.
All right, let's get it started. Jarvis out in Alabama. You're on the Dan Patrick Show with Rob Parker and me, Mike Harmon. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Welcome in.
Good. Hey, I kind of want to talk about the Juwan Howard situation and kind of like come at it from a different angle.
What's your angle?
Well, you know, first of all, I think it was, you know, pretty messed up in a bad situation altogether. But, you know, Juwan Howard, you know, as an African-American man, he has to know to do a lot better, you know, because you got to look at it, you know, the talk for a while in NFL was about the black head coaches, you know, not getting opportunities, you know.
Right.
And, of course, the NBA or the basketball world is, you know, a little bit more progressive in that area. But the fact that you hold that position, you got to understand that, you know, our eyes are going to be on you, you know, a lot more than, you know, someone else.
Right. Okay. There is an added responsibility, and I hear what you're saying, because people do look, and there are not that many black head basketball coaches at major programs, and we know that, Mike. And yes, from his standpoint, and Juwan Howard has a different responsibility in that he represents the black community. And it just is. Is it fair, Mike? No, it's not fair.
Well, and that's just it, Rob. You know,
it's not fair. But
as I looked at it, you know, I know folks say race is part of it. And I appreciate that perspective, right?
Yep.
Me, mid-40s, white guy, I call it. Like, for me, it was just, all right, here's two coaches that it got silly.
Right.
And then some. Like, started coming in, and I was like, you're trying to understand it. But that's a perspective that I don't think had been injected
anywhere
else,
doubt.
Right?
I don't think I don't think what he's saying is out of bounds or
right.
anything.
And
there's a part of that of being minority and being held to a different standard or a higher standard, and you can't kind of do that. And the other part is, he's a leader of young men, and it's just a bad look. Everybody knows it. He's up here to apologize. Michigan knows it. Everybody knows it. That's because if the coach can get involved in something like that. What do you think the players think? Well, coach threw hands, right? Well, the next time somebody crosses me or whatever, right, I'm going at it. So you don't want that to happen. So, that's a good call. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go to Benjamin out in Miami. Hey, Benjamin, welcome in.
Hi.
How are you, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to talk about the handshake line situation.
Yes.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have a handshake line in hockey, which is a sport where you go and attack and fight and hit the other people on the other team, you could do it in basketball, which is not that much contact.
100%.
Yeah.
The NHL shows us. We've seen it. Mike, you know that. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, and
You've seen the battles in the NHL,
sure.
Right?
Watching from the 300 levels and just making sure I wasn't getting bitten by a rat in the old stadium, Rob. That's what you were waiting on. Hell, that's what people watch for now.
Right.
Oftentimes, waiting for something to blow up. But the handshake line is a time-honored tradition. And
right.
I know folks
but
have brought up
will,
saying, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, people say they don't do that in the NBA. You know, so why are they doing it in college basketball?
That was exactly what I was going to say. But look at the NBA. If you pan out, what's everybody doing? You might have
They're hugging.
Right. One or two guys may go back to the locker room. You know, other people go find their families. Everybody else is hugging, talking about where they're going for dinner and hanging out for a few minutes before they head to their locker room.
Taking off their jerseys, giving it to each other. No, I mean, sometimes I'm like, hey, you guys better go get a room. I mean,
it's just to play video games, right, Rob?
No, you know, right. It's a little bit much, but you know what I'm saying. Like you're right. They don't have the line, but don't act as if they don't go and give dap and give love to guys that they either play with,
yeah,
you know, in the AAU level or, you know what I mean, or they know from being in the league or friends or whatever. So, yeah, the NBA doesn't do it officially, but they do it.
Well, and we also know when a guy does storm off to the locker room, it becomes news. Right, if it's one of the stars, whether it's right at the buzzer, after the buzzer, I mean, if, you know, LeBron James hightails towards the locker room, that the camera's following him.
Right.
And that
and
becomes
like,
a talking point.
He didn't talk to anybody,
right?
He just he stormed off. He's mad. What's the behind-the-scenes
right?
story?
Every one of the stars, if they do that, it becomes a story, if at least in their own city, if not nationally.
877-99 on Fox. Jump in.
Paul in Omaha. Welcome to Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker with me, Mike Harmon. Come on in.
Swollen Dome and Rob Parker on a Tuesday a.m.? I must be dreamy, fellas.
Well, wake up. What you got?
Oh, man. So, first of all, keep your paws off Juwan Howard and nobody gets hurt, right?
Uh-oh.
Like,
yeah,
in any other social situation, if you saw Juwan Howard on the street, would you dare go up to him and start touching on him? No, you would get smacked up and you wouldn't even think twice about it. So, I'm with Juwan Howard on that.
Hold on. You say that.
Okay.
But
sorry,
let's
Rob,
just.
I'm coming in hot.
No, you're coming in hot, and I love the hot take, and that's good. But as the leader of young men and a role model, you got to admit this isn't the South Side of Chicago, and some guy just grabbed on your sheepskin coat, you know, that you just paid $400.
No, that's it. I'm a South Side Chicagoan by birth.
Right.
That was where I spent the first 25 years.
You know what I mean, Mike?
Right?
Right.
I mean, a guy walks up being in that situation. Here, it's a guy you've had a collegial relationship with as a coach in the league. Plenty of video evidence of guys, you know, them exchanging dap and pleasantries in the past. So you think you have a relationship enough to say, hold on, man, let's talk about this. What's going on?
But Greg Gard's got all the charm of a sleazy Saul Goodman.
Well, that may be a whole other situation.
It is. I don't want to get caught up in the minutiae here, fellas. But so I'm with Juwan. The other thing I want to point out, nobody gets to that level of coaching or basketball success without having intense competitive drive and fire.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt.
You know, it gets a little hot once in a while. If you can't stand it, get out, right? So one other thing while I was on hold, Dick Vitale, is Dick Vitale still alive?
Oh, hey, wow. No.
Paul, come on now. Hold on.
The guy's been battling. He's been chronicling his battle with cancer. Yes. That's just out of line,
man. I don't care.
Man.
That doesn't give you the right to have a terrible take. You need to have that line. It absolutely builds character. I've coached kids.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that you still want the line, but we can leave
fine.
Dick Vitale
We leave Dick Vitale alone. All right, Paul, we'll see you later. Thanks for calling in and you know, I guess being fans of yours and mine, Rob, that's cool stuff. Hey, let's get one more in. Thomas in the Bay Area, what do you got?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Rob, welcome in.
Early on after Magic City Monday, huh?
You know it. And for all the Odd Couple listeners out there, I will be on the show tonight with Chris Broussard, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you tune in later on as well.
Yeah, just remember, Magic City Monday, if he's doing it virtually, he's 3 hours behind here in California, which allows him to still get some sleep.
That's right.
All right. Absolutely. I'll be listening later. But I like what Tom Izzo had to say. You know, to me, it's bad enough that you got the transfer portal to where if a kid doesn't like his situation because he's not playing up to par or he's got a bad character, he could just leave and go somewhere else. And if you get rid of the layup, you know, the line where you shake hands and all that, it's just wrong. You're telling these kids, hey, I don't got to shake your hand if I don't like that you kicked my butt. That's wrong. Where's the character and integrity with that?
Thanks. Yeah, I agree, especially thanks for the call here on the Dan Patrick Show. Mike, especially when you're talking about kids, you got to teach kids that you're not going to win all the time, right? And there's going to be adversity in your life. And you got to, get up off the floor and shake yourself and start off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All over or whatever it is. And we've seen that. I mean, some people have soured on James Harden because he's done it, right? Like every time something goes south, where's the back door? How can I get out of here? And we can't live in that kind of society. We're going to take L's, all of us. I don't care who it is. And if you can't respond and be able to get up and fight back, and I'm not meaning fighting with the person that beat you, but being able to deal with it, I think it's a mistake. And I understand from talking to some former players about how intense that line can be sometimes, Mike, but still,
sure.
you gotta shake it off and deal with it and just kind of move on.
Yeah, nobody's saying it's always easy. Right? Some losses are going to sting more than others. Playoff losses, right? You start thinking about bonus territory and adding on to your yearly paycheck, not to mention if you're towards the end of a career, what it means legacy-wise, right? Did you get that chip? Because you can trade on that chip forever, as we know, Rob. We were just on Radio Row, right? Guys, 35 years, 40 years later, there's still folks clamoring just to be around them. Hell, you saw it at the All-Star Weekend, right? With everybody clamoring to just be, you know, photobombing the greats.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. As we move forward in college basketball, I just think that this has been put to the forefront. It'll be interesting to see how things go forward. Obviously, the Big Ten jumped in immediately on this. Obviously, it's not what they want. And I give Juwan Howard credit for finally saying that that he could apologize for what went down because it's not the visual that you really want and it's not for college basketball and kids. They should never believe that that's cool or that's acceptable, no matter what the circumstance is. So we don't want that. All right, it is the Dan Patrick Show on a Tuesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes. And coming up next, Mike, are you ready?
Let's go.
Chris Paul is out again.
No.
He's injured, yes. And he's going to be out and miss some significant time for the Suns. So we'll talk about that, what that means for Phoenix as the second half of the NBA season kicks off. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on a Tuesday. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Mike, the NBA weekend, we talked about it, All-Star weekend, NBA 75th anniversary team. Chris Paul, of course, was on that team, but we found out a little bit before the game that he had an injury, and he has a fractured right thumb. I mean, if you're a Phoenix Suns fan, you can't be that happy. He's going to miss somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks with the fracture. And we know the Suns have the best record in the NBA, 48 wins at the All-Star break. How big of a blow is this to the Suns? Obviously, you need them healthy for the playoff run. They're in a great spot. But for continuity and chemistry and that, and you just hate to see your floor general have to miss that kind of significant time.
Well, that's the hard part of it, Rob, is that I think about 2 weeks ago we were having the conversation of the stretch run for the NBA. Look, so long as the NFL season keeps growing, before it's all over, we'll have a five-game stretch after the All-Star break, the way this is going to work, because they're not competing with the NFL on it. But you're looking at his 15 points per game, 11 assists, and a guy, you know, we were talking about the greatness and how he's held up and all of these things, and then, well, like clockwork, here we are wringing our hands. Now, fortunately, it's a thumb injury, so you can keep your cardio, keep conditioning. Obviously, you're not really doing any shooting. But for the rest of the rotational guys, they get their work in, and based on the timeline, he gets back just ahead of the playoffs. And hopefully, they're overselling the time frame, and he can come back a little bit sooner. But their strength of schedule, Rob, this is the old tankathon.com as you go through it. The sixth easiest schedule remaining in the league, right? So it's not a murderer's row, and you've seen a number of guys step up. Right now you've got, what, seven guys averaging at least 9.9 points per game.
What do you make that he actually played in the game with an injury? I know he only played a couple of minutes. He had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll in the game.
Nice. So, I was waiting on it. There you go. Know. I can check it off. It's one of my favorite Rob Parkerisms.
You know,
You're a legend, buddy. Come on.
You know I had to get that in there because he didn't
Parker.
Play long.
But yeah,
what did you think? I mean, I understand him obviously being there for the moment, but did he have to play? Did he have to suit up with an injury? Am I being ridiculous that he would go into a game with a thumb injury?
Well, you know, he played his 2 minutes. I guess he wanted to say that he actually played and responded, right? How many times do we chide guys for opting out of All-Star games and exhibitions? I mean, don't even get me started on that Pro Bowl thing we watched a couple of weeks ago. But I think for Chris Paul, I guess it must have meant something more to him. If I'm the Phoenix Suns, I'm saying, what are you doing? Because we saw him with the wrap on his hand, right? The whole nine yards.
Right. And you know, everybody could know you're injured. Something could happen. What if the ball hit it? Funny. You know what I mean? And did further damage. I know he even took a shot. He went in for a layup and he missed it. And it probably he looked down at his thumb after.
Well, no, you have to. No. After you miss a layup, you have to. Oh, no.
The injury. It was the injury. Don't worry about it.
But it's hard, though. When you look at the larger scale of things, you know, you want your superstars and your leaders on the court. Like, obviously, Devin Booker, we've seen him start to get the superstar calls the last couple of years. And look, for the NBA, Phoenix is a great story, right? Started in the bubble, great season last year, and now 48-10, 9-1 in their last 10. You know, when we're talking about the misery of the Lakers, which really drives the drives narrative. The truck for us all, right? But the Phoenix Suns going out and doing work with that, and Steph Curry and the return, say nothing of his 16 three-pointers in the All-Star game. But, I mean, you've got a couple of cool storylines, and to have it, it's not going to pause, but certainly it's a little less, because part of it is still the trying to crown Chris Paul along the way, right? And
right.
Recognize,
you know,
the career as we do.
It's funny because last year I was loud and vocal that I thought the Suns' run to the championship was fugazi. Because if you remember, Mike, there were injuries all along the way. Remember, Anthony Davis was hurt in that series against the Lakers. Then, of course, Jamal Murray wasn't there for Denver.
Sure.
And then Kawhi Leonard wasn't there in the Western Conference Finals. And I just thought to myself, you know, I'm not going to, you know, poo-poo what they did. They got to the finals. They were up 2-0. And then everything fell apart. And they lost the next four. Because you remember, people were trying to crown Chris Paul before they won the championship.
Sure, but that's the thing, right? Sometimes, look, go back biblical. You know, sometimes there's a parting of the Red Sea and life finds a way, right? I mean, we look at, you know, the recently completed year for the Cincinnati Bengals. Is the AFC North going to be that bad again?
No.
Probably not.
You're right.
Probably not.
They might not make the playoffs
right,
next year.
There was a lot of stuff that went right for them this season. Say nothing of the injuries of their own. They didn't really lose a lot of time from their stars to bigger deals. So, you know, it sometimes you get one of those charmed runs. And certainly, I think we all cast, you know, the eyebrow, right? Take it from the Rock and the people's eyebrow looking in, trying quizzingly and trying to make sense of what we're seeing. But right now, they've been fantastic. Good rotational work.
Oh, no doubt.
And
no.
Monty Williams has been great. I know a lot of folks made a big point of him not playing Nikola Jokic in the All-Star game. Go back and look at Nikola Jokic's comments on playing with Monty Williams and being around him for a couple of days, and I think it might change your perspective. But, yeah, for Chris Paul, as you said, we were trying to crown him then, and another injury is like, No, we're waiting, right? Because everybody's always waiting to crown the next guy.
Right. And even with the Suns, and they have bounced back after blowing that 2-0 lead in the finals and obviously leading the league in victories and where they are. But again, it still comes down to the postseason and if they can get back. I don't know with the West. I don't know who's going to come out of the West. It's just it's a crapshoot. It really is. Is it a foregone conclusion? The Suns are going back to the finals and they're going to meet Milwaukee again? I don't know. This NBA season, to me, is so up in the air. But if you're the Suns, you just hate to see your guy go down.
Sure.
And the way that it shakes out is there's like 7 weeks left in the season and he's going to be out 6 to 8. So the playoffs start April 16th. So he might not play another regular season game and then just be ready for the postseason.
Potential. I'll say it real quick. I mean, I do appreciate this NBA more than the four-team NBA we wrote up on our whiteboards for about 6 straight years, right? That we actually do have some uncertainty.
Right, right.
Right? I mean, I'll take that for the final weeks.
We knew who was going to be in the Final Four like every year.
Every year it was, all right, I'll put a fifth team just because you're making me. Right? That kind of thing. I mean, because you saw we had that whiteboard here in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it would be, all right, make your prediction. Like, all right, these three are in. And then let's just add a couple extra teams for fun.
No doubt. All right. Speaking of NBA basketball, as we go into the second hour here of the Dan Patrick Show on a Tuesday, we got wall-to-wall LeBron James, including that he proclaimed himself the GOAT. He opened up the door to return to Cleveland, and he told everybody that he might want to play with Bronny. All right, that and much more. Stick and stay.
This is your girl, B. Simone. I got my pretty co-host, Pretty V, and Justina Valentine. Hey, ladies.
What they do?
Hey, they.
We are the veteran cast members of MTV Wildin' Out and hosts of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. Each week, we have real conversations about our experiences as women in comedy, music, entertainment. Plus, we bring on incredible guests to shine a light on the topics that matter to us the most. Listen to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
everybody. I'm Rachel Bonetta, and I have my very own podcast called Benched with Bonetta.
You kidding me?
Woo!
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Every week, I'm going to be talking about all the things I find fascinating about the NFL, and I'm doing something that has never been done before. I'm opening my DMs.
DMs now open.
Listen every Tuesday and join me on the bench. Subscribe now and listen to the Benched with Bonetta podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Kombucha. Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, that sucks strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.